What's up, guys? Welcome to Rice and Beans. Big O and Jester are in the house. And there's been a lot going on this week. Shit.
Wow. What can you say, right? I mean, doesn't it just say it right there?
Yeah, man. Oof. Shout out
to How can you do that to us, Norm? What the shit, man? So, yeah, the news report's coming out. He was suffering from cancer for 9 years, and his friends and family didn't know.
Fuck.
God, could you imagine holding that hard truth for that long yourself?
No, I mean, nah. I mean, unless it was like one of those things where it's like, oh, maybe there's a chance like we could, you know, fix this shit. Like, if you know what I mean, like if fucking Magic Johnson cannot have fucking HIV anymore, maybe there's a chance I cannot have cancer anymore.
Well, so the difference between Norm Macdonald and Magic Johnson is Norm Macdonald didn't blend his money into a blender and injected him to cure the AIDS, in this case cancer. Wow. But yeah, I mean, I could not hold on to that. I mean, you could see the degrading, you know, the gray and his face and everything. But you thought, hey, you know, he was aging from, you know, maybe some, you know, depression or, you know, some heavy burden. But cancer. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I figure like a lot like this, the limelight and, you know, the spotlight ages those fucking people, you know, a lot more than like the average person and that. And I figured, oh, he's a celebrity, you know, he probably did, you know, shit ton of drugs and, you know, partied it up. And, you know, that's the fucking after effects of like, you know, living like a fucking rock star. But nah, I guess wrong on that one.
Yeah. So John Lovitz went on Twitter or Instagram or one of those talking about a funny story, you know, remembering a good friend at the time. Talking about how he was at a club in Australia, and there was a crowd, a packed crowd, and he stipulates around 400 people. So it was a large crowd. In any case, you know, people were kind of hooting and hollering, you know, cause he was, you know, doing his dirty stand-up, and a lot of them said, oh yeah, we, you know, we don't approve of that type of language here. And so he asked the crowd, per John Lovitz, you know, how many of you people, you know, don't appreciate the wording I'm using and the type of language. And, you know, a lot of the people rose their hands, you know, in defiance, you know, and we don't like this kind of stuff. And then he asked, well, how many of you people like my jokes and like the type of humor that I'm providing? And 10 people rose their hands. So he says to the crowd, well, you know, I wouldn't want to hinder the, you know, the minority from the majority thought. So, you know, I'm just going to continue on. And he continues on with his jokes 10 times, you know, dirtier than it was before. So it was the ultimate F you. And John Lovitz is in the background just laughing his ass off.
Yeah, I know. Both of them were really fucking funny. Like, I know, like, John Lovitz has that fucking voice. He's kind of like one of those Gilbert Gottfrieds. It's like either, like, people fucking hate him or they love the shit out of him. Like, yeah. I always thought he was really fucking funny. Like, I watched, like, The Critic and...
Yeah. So, you know, it's been a while since I saw you face to face when I was out there. You know, I was talking to some friends and coworkers, and they're all asking me, you know, well, you only knew him online, right? You know, this Jester guy. I'm like, yeah, well, you met him face to face in his house. Did he rape you? And I look at him straight deadpan in the eye and go, jealous. Which I think they were.
They should have made the drive.
Yeah. You could have had some booty action, too.
There was plenty to go around.
Lots of fun, tons of fun, you know, but Norm Macdonald, he was quintessential in the comedy world. I mean, that guy, you know, he was trying to make the Tonight Show, you know, trying to be on Johnny Carson, to be vetted by Johnny, you know, was his ultimate goal. And he didn't make it in time because I forgot the gentleman's name, but the one person who went to the nightclubs to get comedians on the show, the acts, he told him, you know, go to Conan and then come to us, you know, get vetted by somebody else and come to us, you know. But by that time, Johnny Carson had already passed. Actually, no, I take that back. It wasn't Conan. It was Jay Leno. He was spotting in for Johnny on some of the shows. And so, you know, it was kind of like an ultimate FU, basically, is what it was to him.
Well, despite that, I mean, he, like you said, was like a fucking legend, and he was one of the comics that, you know, we spotlighted in the last season. And
Yeah, that's right.
Doing that, you know, all the people that he got to work with, all the people that, you know, he helped, you know, boost their, you know, boost their careers and, you know, or get started was just like ridiculous. Like he was in like a lot of fucking different things and, you know, seeing him do his stand up, seeing him how he was in the, you know, the different like, you know, TV shows and movies, it was like you could see why he was why he wasn't short of work. You know, the guy was great.
Yeah, I mean, I was catching him on Saturday Night Live when he did a skit looking like Tommy Lee, you know, and he's beating up Will Ferrell, you know, and he's making out with Pamela Lee, and the real Tommy Lee comes in. Fucking hilarious. Look it up. It's freaking hilarious. I'm not going to tell you the end of it, but I mean, I just laughed. I mean, I almost cried. I was laughing, you know?
Yeah, man. It just, and then, you know, they die in three. So goes, goes away Norm McDonald. So goes, Turd Ferguson.
Yeah. I mean, he wore that big nacho eating hat on the Jeopardy SNL skit and good old Turd Ferguson is gone.
That was one of my favorite fucking lines from the, it's an oversized hat. It's funny. No, it is not. Sure it is. Sure it is.
Burt Reynolds, the question is yours. No, that's not my name. Yeah. Say my name right. Turd Ferguson, the board is yours.
He's all fine. Turd Ferguson. Yeah, what do you want?
When he did the Burt Reynolds laugh, I mean, it was just so spot on.
Yeah. Oh, it was fucking, I laughed so fucking hard. And then when they brought him out, when they brought out fucking Turd Ferguson for that anniversary show.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I was fucking
crying. When he was the fourth contestant?
Yeah. He just appeared out of nowhere.
Where did Burt Reynolds go? He was just here a second ago. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, he will sorely be missed. I mean, we're going to have to look after the dead hookers in the trunks for him.
Yeah. And then who was it from My Big Fat Greek Wedding that also passed?
So, yeah, Michael Constantine as well. He's been, he's not, you know, who he portrayed in there, although everybody remembers him as a Greek father. But, man, I tell you what, he's a great actor. And, yeah, you know, I'd still like My Big Fat Greek Wedding. It's a romantic movie, but I like it because he's funny as hell.
I saw it a long time ago. I do remember laughing. Like it was one of those movies where it was like, I think my mom and my aunts had monopolized the TV and they were like, fuck it. This is what we're watching. If not, then oh, well, tough shit. And so I was like fucking kind of pissed that I had to, you know, sit through a chick flick, but then like it started going and I was like, all right, this is some of the shit's kind of funny.
Well, it's funny because I forgot the actor's name plays the love interest. He burns his finger and all of a sudden Windex is sprayed on his finger and he's just looking at what the fuck? Oh, yeah. He sprays Windex on everything. It's a fix all.
Yeah, the home remedy, like the fucking Chris Rock's, the fucking the Tussin.
Yeah, rub the Tussin all over it. And they're in the best part about the whole movie, I think, is when they're getting in the limo for the reception. And she goes, I'm so sorry, you know, this pimple just showed up. And he goes, what pimple? Oh, this pimple right here. I goes, oh, yeah, I had one on my face, too. And she's looking at his face. And it's flawless. What happened? He goes, I sprayed some Windex on him. I saw that. I busted out laughing. He will be missed as well. He was a great actor. He, you know, he's been around since the 70s. So.
And yeah. Was one more, right? This is three.
Yeah. So if you remember, I was probably about 10 years old when Police Academy first came out. And it was a great movie, you know, just funny, drop down, hilarious, stupidity, funny. It was like 85, 84. And then Police Academy 2 came out with Bobcat Goldthwait. Yeah. And the takeover of that movie was not only Bobcat, but it was also the new sergeant taking over the police force there that the Police Academy 1 students had gone in to help and support. So they were going to support Eric Lessard's brother in his precinct. And there was a dickhead named Captain Mauser. And he was portrayed by, I don't want to get this wrong, Art Metrano, I believe. And the guy is such the nicest guy. You know, you read the stories about him. He was the greatest father and everything, but he knew how to play a dick. You hated him. You know, the acting that he did was just spot on. But yeah, you know, they did everything. They took out his hair, you know, with the Grecian formula. They changed it to super glue. So he's walking around naked in the precinct. They, you know, Proctor, his sidekick, painted his face up, you know, and put blue eyeshadow, eyelashes and everything because, you know, the eyebrows were gone. And he's all, what do you think? Got the mirror all over him. Ha 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 ha. He's, give me that. Looks at it. Yeah, I kind of like it. Just funny, man. Just hilarious. You know, he was a great, great actor. Great comedian.
Yeah, man. It's weird. They all fucking just like die in threes. It's.
Yeah, what can you do? I mean, we're getting to that age. We're going to see more drop like flies. And heaven forbid, we're one of them.
Yeah, no shit, right?
No. Just remember, people, you go around this earth only once. Live your life. Live your dream. Do your fun. Make something, you know, in this world that you can, you know, hand off to the next generation.
Yup. Everybody's got an expiration date, folks.
Yep. And when they hear our curse words, they're going to laugh and cry and say, oh, my God, my dad said that shit.
I can hear my kids see, and you got mad at me for saying it. That motherfucker threw it around like nothing.
Yeah, god damn it, you can't say that. God damn it, don't tell me what to say. God damn it.
Oh man, yeah, just like a lot of fucking a lot of different things going on in the world. They're like, yeah. You know, you got people going to, you got people dying, you got people going to space, you know, you got fucking, like, if it wasn't enough with the fucking monthly TikTok challenge, now the fucking next installment's come out.
What the fuck is up with this shit?
I think fucking Dave Chappelle said it best. Children are the future, my ass. And like fucking destroying school property is now the fucking cool thing to do. Are you out of your fucking mind?
Man, do you know how many troubles I had in high school? I mean, when we were talking with Kim last season, you know, she said, you got a lot of butt problems going on with my stories. And I'm like, yeah, I do. Well, you know, I had a lot of butt problems. What can I say? You know, I was a squirrely kid with a upset stomach. And if I were to go into a bathroom with diarrhea, you know, I want the toilet seat to be there and not some stupid shithead kid take out the fucking stall completely.
Yeah. I think from what I'm understanding of this thing, all fucking school property is up for grabs. Some fucking kids over there trying to fucking steal a laptop. And
yeah, but you know, it's predominantly bathrooms where it started, but you know, now it's, you know, branching out. I mean, but what kind of parents are these that have kids that will do this? I mean, if my child ever did that, you know, don't call the police on me, but I smack the hell out of her. You know, I wouldn't, you know, bloody her or anything, but I pop her in the head and make her think about twice what she's doing, because it's not just on her, it's on her family and her, on the society around her, you know, that's bad.
Yeah, like the kid doesn't get it, because I'm like, he's all, why is it such a big deal? I'm like, because it's fucking embarrassing to me, dick. That's why. I'm like, it makes it seem like we didn't teach you shit. And I know that's not the case, because I was there. I saw me do it.
Because you're going to end up jail and being somebody else's bottom bitch. That's why.
You know, like, you know, there's a lot easier ways to get locked up.
Let me tell you something. Children detention, juvenile detention is not much better than adult detention. I used to work copiers for 10 years, and one of my roles was working a copy machine in a detention center. We're talking severe maximum lockup for kids under 17, under 18. Mm-hmm. I had this big black kid, and he was like Shaq's height. He was about 6'8", this huge mofo. And he was walking around me, you know, looking at the copier and everything. He was interested, but, you know, you could feel the tension in the air as the guards were looking at him. And all of a sudden, you hear on the radio, get away from the man working on the copy machine. I'm looking over my shoulder, and the dude's standing there. And, you know, I don't care about race or gender, but God dang, that guy was huge. That guy could have crushed me. And I'm an adult, and he was under 18. So, I mean, you really want to put yourself in that situation?
Right. And that's, I think that's the next thing that they're going to start cracking down on. Once they get that fucking vaccine shit out of the way, then, like, these fucking, if the TikTok challenges keep going the way they're going, like, they're going to, that'll be the next thing on the fucking radar. You know what I mean? It's when it starts impacting the bottom line.
Yeah. Just imagine ruining your life before the age of 18. And now you have teardrop tattoos, and you got a full face tattoo going on, and you're 10 times worse than half the entertainers, and you're not making any money because you work at McDonald's or a gas station.
Yeah. And that if they get locked up like that, stays on the record for a while, right? Going into adulthood.
Damn, it does. You know, and they're supposed to be expunged after you turn 18. But I'll tell you what, man, it don't change. You know, a lot of people think, you know, I was under the age of 18, but they still have those records and they could still look in most cases, and you fuck up your life, that's it. You know, you're pretty much screwed.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's one thing. It's like one thing when they're fucking acting a fool on milk crates, right? Like, okay, nobody cares. Like, if a couple of them fucking bite it, oh well. Like, fucking natural selection. But, you know, you start messing with fucking tax dollars and shit, that's when people are going to be like, yo, what the fuck?
Hey, look, I did some stupid shit when I was young. Some very, very stupid shit. But I didn't get caught. I lucked out. I would never do it. I would never teach my kids to do it. And I learned right from wrong from the situation, you know. And that's the difference between, you know, you and I, is that we are not living like the Karens of this world at this time, where they hold everybody accountable 24/7 all the way back to 20, 30 years ago.
Yeah, man. It gets kind of ridiculous when it's like, okay, at what point, like, do you as a fucking parent see this on TikTok and be like, okay, what the fuck are your idiot friends doing? Like, okay, like, if I catch you doing that, I'm gonna whoop your ass. Like, there's just no by makers of the fucking belt, here comes the chancla.
Well, one set of words you'll never hear out of my mouth is, my daughter's a complete angel, she would never do that. My first words are, okay, let me find out what's going on, because I'm about ready to whip an ass.
Yep. My first word is, give me the chancla. Give me the chancla first. You take the belt.
Yeah, this TikTok craze is just going fucking crazy, man. I hate this shit. Water challenge was fine. You know, a couple of other stuff. It was for, you know, various things, you know, to promote knowledge and information and help, you know, raise money and whatnot. But now, come on, really? Licking a toilet seat, stealing a toilet seat, destroying property, fucking milk crates, really? Milk crates, really? Seriously? You know what? I grew up in San Diego as a little kid, and you know what they had? They had wooden logs, like beams for the gymnasts out in the yards, you know, out in the playground areas for people to work out. That was the big thing. If you fell off that, maybe you got your balls hit or anything, but you didn't fall and crush and break a leg off a fucking milk crate.
I can't lie. Some of those fucking fail videos are fucking hilarious.
I know. 6 feet up and falling down and breaking their neck.
Oh, my God. And you can see, like, them, they start to wobble. Like, here we go. Here we go.
Here we go.
Go. Yeah.
Listen, you ain't no Stephen Hawking. You ain't sitting in an old robo wheelchair going, I just discovered black holes. You're a black hole. And that has nothing to do with race, people. Calm down.
He's a real stand-up guy. But yeah, oh man, gosh. I mean, somebody has to fucking at some point, like, just kind of put a stop to the TikTok bullshit. It's like,
well, I think this is what will stop them. I've come up with this TikTok challenge, and I want you to start doing it with me. It's called Russian Roulette.
I'm waiting till fucking some shit with a fucking firearm comes up.
Oh my God. It's going to be 6 rounds, right? And I'm going to start the first 6 rounds. Click, 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 click. We'll see how many people follow that one.
It's the TikTok challenge, the fucking Russian roulette with the fully loaded, fully loaded.
Last year's winner of the Russian roulette challenge is back again. Oh, look at him go. Look what that ink's. Click, 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 click. Oh, he's not stopping. We'll call it the Thanos Russian roulette.
Or did you bring up the fucking hand, the fucking that shit with the fucking knife where they're going, I have to like tap it through on the table.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm waiting to see that shit too, or with the screwdriver, something sharp. Like,
so we'll do that with a butcher cleaver.
Yeah.
We'll see how well that gets done.
Since, you know, maybe they should have just left Jackass on the air and people would be, they could just fucking watch Jackass and not have to fucking do it at home.
No, they'd still do it because, I mean, when you look at the information from Jackass hospital bills, they reached over $24.5 million in hospital bills between all the people on there. The lowest going to the hospital visits, I believe, was Wee Man or the, what was the name, the fat guy?
It was one of those two.
Yeah, Preston. It was one of those two that had the smallest bill. But, I mean, Steve-O was up in the, like, $5 million range. I mean, fucking, God sakes, really?
And I wonder, like, how if they continue on, like, and then they get a hold of fucking old Jackass fucking videos, like, how many of those they're going to try to recreate. I'm waiting for one of them to fucking try to recreate the butt chug.
Oh, God. I mean, Johnny Knoxville was fucking by far the most expensive with the shit he did. I'm surprised that he didn't go first. I mean, I don't want anybody to die, but for the damage that he did, it was 10 times worse than the NFL offensive lineman, you know?
Yeah, and he's looking fucking old and haggard, too. Like, yeah. But him, yeah, I could see why. Like, that shit was funny to watch, but still at the same time, it's like, fuck, man.
He looks like a 19 or 1880s cowboy out in the fucking desert.
Like fucking when they did the High Life episode where they fucking
threw
the fucking oranges at him with the High Life fucking... those fucking scooper things.
Have you ever been pelted by an orange?
Yeah.
Yeah, so have I. Those things hurt. They're about as bad as a softball. Now, you think you have that highlight roller stick and you're scooping that shit at someone? That thing's going over 100 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
That hurts.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it felt like a fucking rock hitting him.
God dang, man. That's fucking nuts.
Yeah, there's no wonder they fucking look the way they do.
Okay. Makes you laugh, you know, but on the same note, you think about all those hospital bills and someone has to pay for it, and it's usually us with sky rising hospital bills and whatnot. But it's kind of worth it because it's funny as shit.
Right? So, yeah, man, hopefully they put that shit back on the air. That way fucking TikTok can fucking kick back with all these fucking stupid-ass challenges.
Grabbing some child by the back of the neck. Look what you could have done!
You know, and it's like fucking people keep watching, and that's the thing. It's like, why find something else to watch? There's plenty of other cool shit to watch. There's like, you know, like that fucking hit up Netflix. There's a fucking, what, nine of, there's that 20th anniversary, the 9/11 thing that just came out. I know because, you know, it's just, yeah, you know, we're a week past 9/11 now, but, you know, still within.
It's within the shopping range. Yeah, right. The docuseries. I caught that stuff. I watched the whole thing. I remember going to work. You know, I just came out to Arizona again, you know, because I was moving out of California. And at that time, I was working copiers, obviously, because, you know, I was good at it. But I remember when it happened, you know, it just like a lump, you know. Now I'm seeing on the news, you know, the tower being hit, the first tower, and I had to go to work. And I was like, holy crap. So I'm on the radio listening to Howard Stern on Sirius XM at the time. Actually, it was just Sirius. And he talks about this, and then all of a sudden they get reports of the second tower, and that's when it just, my jaw dropped. And I'm in rush hour, and I just couldn't believe it. By the time I got home and I saw the news reports, it just like, oh my gosh. And the reason why I bring that up was, you know, it was a sad day. It was a bad day for a lot of people. People, you know, jumping to their deaths because they wouldn't want to inhale that smoke or burn in a fire. They figured jumping was the best way out. And then you watch this docuseries, they don't hide nothing. They talk about it. It's an open forum. It's a way to get it out of your system, you know, so to speak. But they also talk about the ramifications of what happened in the 80s during the Afghanistan invasion of Russia, you know, and all the other things that led up to it and finished it, you know, up until the point of us recently leaving Afghanistan. And it just kind of, it blows your mind, but it also informs you of the mistakes that were made and how possibly we can make those same mistakes around the corner. And people just don't understand that.
Yeah, no, I remember when it happened. Like I was stuck in traffic, and like I wasn't listening to the radio. I think I was listening to like a fucking playlist that I had made, and so, you know, like I wasn't paying attention to anything. And then so I get to the office, and like everybody's kind of that was there was kind of standing around the, you know, the break room TV and like watching the news, and it was just at some of the World Trade Center, and I was like, oh, okay. Went to my desk, and then I get a phone call, and it was my mom, and because they had closed downtown LA, like they shut it down, like
right.
Everybody was like evacuated. Nobody that worked down there was working that day. All the bridges going in were shut down, and so like, or they were starting to shut them down. So I'm like, I told work, I was like, yo, I gotta go. Like, I live on the other side of downtown. If they shut shut all the bridges down, like, I'm not gonna be able to get home. So they're like, oh, okay. And so then I took off, and yeah, luckily I made it through before, you know, they shut everything down. Cause like for the rest of like, I think it didn't open till like the next morning is when they opened everything back up. And so then you could travel through, you know, through the city again. But yeah, I would have been like, okay.
You know, one of the things they showed in this series, and I'm not going to give much, you know, there's a lot of factual stuff, but one thing I will say that really opens your eyes to the cataclysmic event that happened and the ramifications of, you know, exactly what happened was they showed the air traffic control and how many planes were in the air. They showed all these little yellow dots moving, little signatures moving all over the place. And we're talking hundreds of thousands of blips all over the screen. And then they call for traffic control to stop all flights. Next thing you know, within minutes, you see it all black screened. Nothing was on there. Maybe a couple planes that were landing, but they grounded everything. And, you know, what seemed to be vibrant moving of people throughout just dissipated. It was nothing. And it's just like millions, boom, you know, millions of people not moving, traveling, delayed flights, and for days to boot, you know, in areas where they were trying to get home during the effects of what was going on.
And then I remember the first time the first time that I had to fly was I think maybe 2 or 3 weeks after like the whole thing happened, and I was like, okay, I'm like, yeah, I guess. I had to go somewhere for work, but I was all, can't we just rent a car?
Smartly thinking too.
And but no, I mean, you know, everything was fine. It was just a commuter flight to Sacramento and back, so they were like, yeah, I'm sure you're okay. And I don't think anybody's trying to fucking fly a plane into the state capital.
You never know.
I mean,
yikes.
I give that.
So, you know, on top of that note, you know, there was a movie that Michael Keaton did that's posted on Netflix as well. And, you know, I know this a lot, and I don't mean to bring people down, but I'm one for information. I don't care if it, you know, brings solace to me. I'm comfortable with quiet. I'm comfortable with feeling, you know, have these feelings inside. It doesn't anger me. It doesn't push me over a threshold. And I certainly don't want to kill myself to hear this stuff. It's just information. There's a movie with Michael Keaton called Worth, and that's a must-see follow-up. It's a great movie. It's based on actual facts after the effect of 9/11 and how they were putting value on people's livelihoods, you know, the people that were lost to, you know, accommodate people and families that lost loved ones, you know, through the government reconciliation to money to those families that were lost. And it is a kind of a downer, I'm not going to lie, but it is very informational, and it does have an upbeat at the very end to understand what was actually going on in the background. You know, it kind of brings a tie into that docuseries if you're interested.
I thought about fucking what's his name, Steve Rattazzisi.
Yeah, yeah.
His whole claim to fame.
Yeah, talking about killing everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, that's still funny. You know, everybody's death.
He was in the World Trade Center.
Yep. He lied about that. He admits it, but still, it's still funny to bring up.
That was funny watching that those roast battles again. I hadn't seen him in a while. Yeah. And then that shit came up again. I was like, oh yeah, that's right. That asshole did lie about being in the fucking in the towers. You know what?
To his credit, he admitted it. He went on Howard Stern. He was on he was in Arizona on local radio station, our 98 KUPD. Great station. Listen to it. Get the app online. And he talked about it. Everybody knew he talked about it. He admitted it and he was wrong. It's just one of those things that you lie, just a lie. We've all done it, but at least he owned up to it, right?
Yeah.
I still wanted to watch the show The League anyway, so
right, it's still made for fucking funny. And then what was better is that it set up other fucking jokes, like, because there were tons of people making jokes about that shit after it happened. Like, yeah, somebody burned him on, like, for that shit on the roast battle,
which was hilarious. We saw together holding each other tightly late at night. Jealous.
It's cool. We're vaccinated.
That's true.
and that before the fucking mandate's coming out, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Staying ahead of the curve.
You know, what's going on nowadays, you know, going on to a different subject. I mean, people can't sell property. I mean, what's going on with that? So, you know, I caught this little beauty. Nobody wants to pay $500 million for an unfinished Bel Air mansion that just defaulted on a huge loan. I mean, who wouldn't want that for $500 million? The gas station attendant? He's got $500 million to pay for this.
It looks pretty fucking done to me. What's not finished about it?
Probably some of the interior. But I know I got $500 in my back pocket. $500 million half pennies.
I mean, maybe if they brought it down to like 4.5. I mean, especially if it's a fixer-upper, you know?
Yeah. You know, kind of like in The Money Pit with Tom Hanks?
Yeah.
I'm thinking $4.5 million would get that sold. What do you think?
You know, that's a good idea. That seems more reasonable.
Yeah. You know, why not help the common man?
Why won't it move? Are you fucking serious? I'm broke, biatch.
Oh, excuse me. You wanted money. I thought you wanted cash. I'll write you money. I got checks all day long. Let me write you a $500 million check here.
So you look at like U.S. dollars?
By the way, you can cash that check probably about 500 years from now.
It better be in pesos.
Rupees.
When did we switch up to using the fucking metric system?
I thought there was no gold bars behind our dollar, so here's a couple dollars.
Right, let me go print some on the Xerox copier. I'll be right back.
You can't do that anymore.
I know, they get mad.
Actually, they get flagged. Copy machines actually shut down now. Don't ask me how I know this.
The nanobots from the fucking vaccine.
That's right.
They carry information in. It's a fair trade.
Yeah, I think so. And that brings the next story subject we were talking about earlier. We're talking about the deaf mother that was refused service at the Dunkin' Donuts. Her cries fell on deaf ears, did they not?
That they did. Stand up for yourself. Like, okay. Like, it's like.
Then I wanted a McGovern Macatino.
They didn't even hear what was said.
All they heard was mumbling. Hey, and don't get mad at me, okay? Van Wilder did that. Turned down that earpiece and talked behind the coach's back, remember?
Yeah, no, it I don't know, like I saw that one and I was like, wait, what? I'm like, well, how? I mean, yeah, I don't know, I had no idea what to make. I was like, what do you mean? Like, I don't know if they couldn't speak at all, or it was just sign language, and like the employees were, what the fuck is this guy doing? Or, you know, what the fuck is this lady doing? And kind of thing. And Oh, well, I'll just help the people that are like.
So basically what it turned out to be, she's deaf, so she cannot hear, obviously. You know, kids that are licking toilet seats, if you don't understand what deaf means, it means I cannot hear you. And as she was speaking to the lady behind the counter, she wouldn't take off her mask. So the woman that was deaf could not read her lips and understand what was being said. And so at that point, it was just basically cross communication that was lost and refused service at that point. But she needed to see the lips move in order to understand what the woman was asking for or saying, and then talk back and forth and understand what actually needed to be done. So it's one of those situations, you know, come on. We jest about it, but really, come on. You can't take down your mask to talk to someone that's deaf. A little bit, just a little bit.
Or just fucking write them a note. You know what I mean? There was last week what? I went to the fucking to the Bears Rams game, and there, you know, the people that I met up with over there, they were, you know, wrapping up their tailgate, but there was a group that was across from them, and it was like four or five dudes, but they were all fucking deaf. And so they were like signing to each other, but they had like this fucking tablet or like something on the phone where they would fucking type shit in and then just turn around and show it to you. And then like they could read lips, or like they would hand you the tablet. You fucking type out whatever it was. If they couldn't understand you, they would just like hand you the tablet. You just type the shit in and then hand it back to them. And then they would like not, you know, whatever. And then fucking show you whatever they were trying to say. So I guess they were fucking, they were toking in the parking lot, and the fucking, one of the lot people came over and they were trying to tell them something, and then they were like pointing to their ear and then it's like signing and then showing them like the thing. And then the guy like looked at it, he looked at them, and then they started signing again. And then they started signing to each other, and the guy just like was like, it's cool. And then fucking just left. He was like, no, fuck that. That's going to take up a lot of my time.
So is that your new go-to?
Yeah, that's what we said. We're just going to start signing to each other now. And then like fucking showing like I'm deaf. And then watching me like, man,
fucking. Do you want to buy this pencil to help me out?
Yeah.
I bet that's the loudest sign language you ever heard, that argument. Why are you yelling?
Yeah, just carry the fucking pencil box around and just start signing immediately. They'll be like, no, that's cool.
That's remarkable. I bet you guys are dying laughing. Did they understand why you were laughing? Did you talk to them afterwards?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, they came over and they were talking to us before the game, and it was cool because they were just like, I bet you at least a couple of them can hear something.
Like, hey, you can't mock that dope. We're like, fuck you. We're sign language you.
Not like somebody was clubbing a bunch of seals and shit. But yeah, no, that's a good way to get out of some shit. That'd be damn like straight. You know, you drink and you carry the fucking the AA chip with you. And
yeah,
have you been drinking tonight, sir? You just pull the keys out and be like, nope. And be like, oh, okay, yeah, never mind.
How come I smell alcohol? And then no, I'm deaf. Oh, how'd you hear me the first time? Now you're getting everything cross-hashed, and then you get confused and get thrown in jail.
I'm a deaf person that goes to AA. Here's my chip.
Freaking crazy in news, right?
Right. And then, so there was, the stowaways, those fucking silver spoon stowaways.
Yeah, we're talking about the Inspiration 4, right?
Yeah. The fucking the all civilian crew. If you even caught read up about that one, it's
are they really crew though? Would you actually say crew?
No, they didn't really fucking do shit. They were like a fucking real life version of fucking Avenue 5, like just a bunch of actors in a fucking ship that drives itself.
It's like getting on a ride at fucking Magic Mountain. They put their hands up and go, wee!
Pretty much, you know, aside from having to share the same fucking toilet for a week.
No, they couldn't because the TikTokers raped that shit.
they stole it before they get a chance to fly out.
All right, who stole the toilet seat?
And they're like, well, maybe if you could fucking put down space balls for a second, you would have seen somebody fucking jump out the fucking capsule with it.
That's right. You mentioned that they were caught viewing space balls.
Yeah, one of the guys that was on there, you can see him looking at a phone. They have the cross, like the cabin camera, and it's coming across. Right. And he's got a monitor in front of him, and he's like fucking streaming space balls on the fucking flight.
Hello, my baby. Hello, my darling. Hello, my ragtime gal.
Your Schwartz is as big as mine.
There's only one man who uses raspberry jam. Lone Star.
So yeah, big ups to that guy. That's hilarious. That good spot on pick. Love that. That's fucking movie.
Ballsy, so to speak. Pun intended.
I mean, but I think again, going back to he's basically just along for the ride. The fucking ship drives itself. So what else is he gonna do?
Stare. Well, and look hold out on the to window. The back. Yeah. Go ahead.
Let's sit there and look out the fucking window, and all of a sudden, blue, blue, black. Oh, the fuck? Okay. So same about both sides? Yeah, nothing out there forever. Nothing out there in the other direction forever. This is cool. I'm glad I paid, an exorbitant amount of fucking money to be here.
I could have bought that mansion in Bel Air.
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck, man. Like, and they didn't say exactly how much it was, but it was a lot.
You would think, yeah, it would probably be in the 5 to 10 million. I would think
hefty fucking sum of money to fucking be shot on a fucking rocket by the.
Would have been a good pull is if he was holding on the back of his seat while Spaceballs is playing. Right when Dark Helmet says ludicrous speed.
Oh, that would have been fucking perfect.
Just holding on with his legs dangling. Stop the ship.
I had a flight where I was watching it, and it was that part hit just after the takeoff, when the plane kind of leveled off right before it turned around and went back over land, and I was sitting there thinking, going, damn, it would have been fucking cool if he would have been taking off, and as he was holding on, what's the matter, Colonel Sanders? chicken
Ludacris, speed, go.
Close the gift shops and
break down the carny. What was the other
three stuff? Ring circus?
Hilarious.
Yeah, man. I was at a con one time, and I think it was the hemp convention.
Oh gosh!
And Kush convention out in Orange County, and fucking somebody was there dressed as fucking. What's his name? Fucking as Moranis from Spaceballs. Oh, yeah,
Dark Helmet.
Yeah, he had the whole fucking helmet, the gigantic helmet on, and fucking everything was spot on, and he had a little voice modulator, and fucking carried a fucking styrofoam cup that said Mr. Coffee.
Nice, because it didn't look like the end or the tip of a penis. You know what I'm saying? Big bulbous and round.
The safari fucking uniform was the best. I was laughing while they're combing the desert. We ain't found shit.
And if you watch that scene, one of the actors in there, one of the black gentlemen that was playing the Comers, was actually Tuvok in Star Trek Voyager.
No shit.
He played the Vulcan in that series. Fucking hilarious when you look at him and you realize, hey, I know that guy.
That's the guy for Spaceballs.
Because he didn't found shit. Now he's a Vulcan. Good times. Look it up, children.
Yeah, that's a Google's for, motherfucker.
Where's our fuck checker on that one? Come on.
I know, right? Fucking taking a break of some kind. So I don't know, have you seen the stowaways or the fucking
no enlighten me.
So we got a fat white chick, thick black chick, the fucking Jolly Green Giant, and it was good to see Wendy taking a break from flipping burgers to take a picture in front of the goddamn Stargate. I know this is unintentional, but I think they've, you know, they're trying to like fucking Photoshop in like part of a rubber tire here so that, you know, it looks like they're not actually paying to go through the Stargate, and, you know, they just
we'll go down on your cursor there. Let's talk about the fat lesbian there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I like her Ray-Bans.
what did Ron White say? He's like, no, sir, apparently you don't get it. They stop 90% of all UV rays.
And then he yeah, go ahead.
I was thinking, then he told me the glasses got basic cable, and I felt like a dickhead.
Then you go to the right just of that, and that's a manly woman. I, you know, no offense, but she could take my ass out.
Scary.
Then you go over to 6'8" next to her.
Right? Holy shit.
Yikes. He's taller than you, I think.
Yeah, it looks like it. I mean, I've never stood in front of a Stargate before, but I would imagine I would be at least a little bit shorter than that. Somewhere between the fat lesbian on the end and a little bit taller than fucking Wendy.
Yeah, yeah. And then, you know, Ron McDonald probably wasn't happy about Wendy taking another dive somewhere else.
I mean, maybe that is Ronald McDonald without the fucking wig on.
Talking about how she didn't make love it. Bitch loved it. I know she loved it. I'd slap my chicken nuggets against that offbeat patty.
Oh man. See, so not all the news was depressing. Like, some of it was funny. Like,
yeah.
I know that wasn't supposed to be, but fuck that. Yeah, it was.
I wonder how much extra ranch sauce he gave her.
Oh, when I saw that picture, I started dying. I was like, I couldn't stop. I was like, man, this should have been on one of the Reddit roasts.
Well, I think he did it well. I think he did it justice.
Nice, nice.
Justice!
Snoogans. Yeah, good reference. I like it. So, yeah, guys, we're coming up on our time for this week, so we're going to go ahead and get up on out of here, but hopefully you enjoyed catching up with us and seeing what was going on in the world. We started a fantasy football league for the cast and the guests that have been on the show. And so we're going to be posting some of those pictures up of the league board as we go through. And NFL season opener was a total fucking Debbie Downer for me because my team lost. But at least I got to go see it in person. But I guess it wasn't all bad because I won my matchup this week against Paul from the Butcher's Lounge, who you'll see on a couple of the upcoming episodes. Yep. Sweating it because I was not favored to win, and then we had Patrick Mahomes go off, and got me.
Just remember this: it wasn't as bad as that one fantasy football player who had to wear a fucking corset, a tutu, and a sign saying "I suck at fantasy football" that was showcased this last weekend for losing last year's fantasy football.
Nice. So we're gonna go ahead and keep updating you on you know, how the things are going, and you know, we'll put a picture up of the league board, so you'll see the TV nerds in there. You'll see you know, me, Big O. I think Alley Cat had one, and then Butcher's Lounge. The Butcher's Lounge had one. So. Yeah, you'll see those. And so the names got creative, and we'll let you try to figure out who's who.
And yes, there is no determination on names. It's all open.
All right, guys. Well, we had fun, and we'll be back next week. But until then.
If a cunt smoked your last blunt, if work makes you feel like a jerk, if you need more humor in your life, just look to Rice and Beans for some afternoon delight.